is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Hi.
Hey-o.
Hello.
Is this the children's book author Tanya Hennessy that we're speaking to?
Oh, my God, the woman who just won't stop working, Teabag.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I mean, congratulations. We're good. Not as good as you, mate. On so many levels.
I'm literally writing right now. I've just had so much bread. Like, I just had 3 pieces of bread. Like, just like, nothing on it. Just butter. If I ever went to jail, I'd be stoked because I'd be like, great, I know the meal situation. But,
what are you writing?
I'm writing an essay about burnout.
That sounds really cathartic and therapeutic. I mean, to be writing some more
To be quite honest, this seems like a leap from new children's book, drumroll please, it's Stevie Louise, Neck Minute, an essay on burnout. What have we missed in the middle?
Yeah, so true. Well, I wrote it really quickly during COVID, Stevie. She kind of just flew out of me. In fact, you know, when I was talking to you guys about Help Self, I was actually doing edits for Stevie.
Oh, wow. How quick are you talking? Like when you say, because you do hear of that, authors just having this stroke of genius and just the words spill out onto the page. How fast are we talking?
3 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's good. I think it's a good 16,000 words. I didn't sleep. I actually felt like there's this book. I don't know. It's got a name called like, you know, Black Magic or something like that. And it says that ideas come to you. And if you ever see an idea, like you see a TV show and you're like, oh, I had that idea. It probably did come to you and you just didn't do anything with it. And then it went to the next person. I know this sounds wild, but I feel like this idea like embedded itself in me. Then I like wrote it. And then I slept.
You had
like,
to do it.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like this. Sometimes when I read it, I'm like, did I write this? I did.
Well, you know what sold us? You know what sold us, Tanya, is when you explain the book to be a cross between Hating Alice and Ashley and the Babysitter's Club, which I tell you, Sarah and I lived and breathed those titles growing up.
I have recently shoved Robin Klein's Hating Alice and Ashley down my 10-year-old girl's throat because it is a childhood classic. And, I mean, Tanya, can you imagine if, drumroll please, it's Stevie Louise, gets that cult-like status for generations to come? I'm predicting it. I'm predicting it.
You know, I actually thanked Robin Klein in the back of my book. Oh. And I also thanked Louisa May Alcott for Little Women because Jo March was like such a strong female, you know, who just wanted to be a writer. And, you know, she was such a fierce female role model when I was a kid. And so was Erica Jerkin. And so was, you know, Christy, particularly Christy from the Babysitter's Club. And I was like, I want to write that character, but funnier. Like, I was like, I wanted her to be a bit quirkier, a bit funnier, but also like super layered, if you know what I mean. And you know what? The idea behind Stevie was I wanted it to be a play. Because when I grew up, the funny parts were always for the boys. So I was like, I want to write, and all the supporting roles are funny women, girls, and the mum is funny. And there, so I've got a character in a wheelchair in there. I've got a character who's a male who may or may not, you know, be on the binary. And it's, you know, or maybe just doesn't fit into the heterosexual labels, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's just figuring himself out, really. And I wanted all these characters to be really funny. So if it was ever on stage, all the girls would have a chance to play the funny role.
I love that.
I love that too.
That is so true. Yeah, the girls were always kind of sensible or naggy or nerdy. There was never a fun, cool girl.
Yeah, no one ever uses the word larrikin to describe a woman.
That's so true.
Like, it's so true. Someone asked me the other day, like, who's the biggest larrikin in Australia? Hamish and Andy? And I was like, I don't know. Like, I would say, like, Jane Riley and Gina is, you know, the...
Yeah, Kat and Kim, yeah.
And they said, oh, my God, like, women aren't larrikins. And I was like, bitch. Oh, sorry. But
I was like... I would say you'd be up there.
Yeah, well, like, I'm like, you've got to have, like, why is it only isolated to men? And I'm not saying this is, like, some hectic feminist story, but it definitely, like, puts women to the front and is like, you be a fierce megawatt legend and be who you are unashamedly. You know, if you're a larrikin, great. If you're shy, that's fine. But be who you are and own it and be fierce about it.
Well, we've always said, like, you can't be what you can't see, right? So you're writing for the kids out there who want to see themselves in a character, whether they are in a wheelchair, whether they do wear purple nail polish and sing all the show tunes, like Alex, which is one of the characters you
were
describing earlier.
Whether they are a kid who loses their glasses all the time but is still great at math. I mean, Tanya, I don't want to put too much pressure on you, but what I see this book transitioning into is an ABC Kids television series.
Oh my gosh, like Bluey.
Have you thought about that?
Yes, I've been hassling production companies. I literally went to Princess Pictures and they do a lot of Chris Lilley stuff and did comedy, and I was like, can you please look at my script? And they were like, let's just see how it goes. And I was like, no.
Look at it now. Well, there's a show that my kids love who are certainly in the drum roll, please, it's Stevie Louise age group called Little Lunch. They absolutely love it. And I think that this is something of that same genre. And I think, one, people should buy it and read it and hand it over to all the tweens and teens in their life. And two, if you're a production company, goddamn, get Tanya on board.
Get in early.
Yes.
You want to be an early adopter with your stuff, Tanya. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, look at us. We cling on to you. We're not letting you go.
I'm here for it, though, you know. When they were like, oh, do you guys want to do, you know, those two girls? I was like, yes, I want to do all of their podcasts. They've got 38 podcasts. I want to do their 69 live shows. How many radio shows have I got now?
Tanya, I have a bone to pick with you.
Yeah, go on. Let's
You know how you're a huge Hamilton fan?
Girl, the biggest of all fans.
You know, well, so am I. And I don't know if you've checked your DMs, but I DM'd you to see what night you were going to see Hamilton because I was hoping it was on the same night that I went, but you didn't answer my DM. So I just sort of cried a little and then put my big girl pants on and went alone and just, you know, ate some Maltesers in the foyer.
And thought,
looking around frantically, hoping that maybe you'd be there with your gorgeous boyfriend. But I'll forgive you because I know you've been very busy with the book release, but find my
maybe
DM.
You needed to lure Tanya with some bread and butter.
Yeah, no, that's true. If you had said, hey, if you had led with bread and butter, you would have got
that. I'll know that next time. I'll put two little emojis, a bread and a butter one.
I'm so devo to hear that. I'm actually going tonight.
Oh, gosh.
And I had to pay so much money. The tickets are so expensive, but, like, it's one of those, like, I think it won like a Pulitzer Prize. It's like a genius prize. If you're like hearing us talk about it now, you have to go and see it. It's the most streamed.
Well, I went last week. I went last week on my own.
Oh my God, I'm devastated for you. I'm going to go see it like an uncomfortable amount of time. I saw Wicked like 12 times.
Oh,
not even
God.
What did you think of it, though?
Amazing. I cried. It blew my mind. It changed my life, you know, all of the above. So, and I think you're even more of a diehard fan than I am. So,
and also, Devo, they didn't invite me to opening night. And they.
I'm surprised you weren't there.
I was devastated. I was like, how dare you? And they were like, no, it's A-list only. I was like, yep, fair.
Well, on that note, you're always on our A-list and your book is going to be on the must-buy list at all good bookstores around Australia from May the 4th, or as you say, Tanya, also all terrible bookstores.
Yeah, the shit ones as well. Good ones and the shit ones. I don't discriminate. My book will go anywhere as long as I can make 40 cents. I think that's how much I make per book. Not even kidding. It's like so little return. I didn't write this book for money. I wrote it because this story has to be told. Buy this for your kids. I promise you, if you don't like it, I'll refund you $13.
Don't say that.
Oh, wow. We'll edit that out.
We will edit it out. Yeah, please. Everyone's going to love it. Congratulations.
Such confidence in me, girl.
Thanks, Tanya.
Oh, thank you.